At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. It is PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, who saw red over the weekend.
I blacked out yesterday.
Yeah.
I blacked out in a fit of rage. And like, I don't know why this bothered me so much, but it did. And I'm here this morning to ask, am I in the wrong or did I do the right thing? Because you never really know in those situations after the fact when you sit back and you really think about it and you're like, could I have handled that better? Maybe, probably. But here's what happened.
You let your emotions get the best of you.
Well, I was at my wit's end. So yesterday I was out to breakfast with my girlfriend and we went like a little later. Not that that matters, but it was like maybe 12, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there eating. Everything's good. And it is a packed restaurant, packed breakfast place. Like, we had to wait to get a table, whatever the case may be.
No shame in getting pancakes at 1 p.m.
Not at all. You do what you need to do. So every single table and seat in the restaurant is accounted for. And we're sitting in a booth, which obviously elite. And yep. I mean, let's be honest.
Very comfy.
And I'm back to back with a woman. And all of a sudden, we're like done with our meal at this point. But all of a sudden, they have a bunch of like decor on a ledge. So it's like booth, 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 all back to back, ledge, and then other side, booth, 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 booth. You know it all too well.
The decor on the ledge.
Yep. So they had all their decor on the ledge, whatever. It's a diner. Like, what do you expect? And all of a sudden, this metal chicken decor.
Oh, God. I just love these diners who have not changed the aesthetics in 40 years.
No, not at all.
Classic.
Why would they? I'm sending you the chicken. Because I took a picture of it.
I got to see. Yes.
This metal chicken that's huge comes flying over.
Oh, my God.
And hits the lady behind me, kind of like in the arm, in the head. I'm not really sure. But it's like heavy. It's a literal metal chicken.
Look at.
Yeah. He's pissed. No, he's pissed. So I'm like, that was super weird. Like, I can't believe that just felt like that. Like, whatever. So I was like, oh my God, are you okay, ma'am? Like, I'm worried about this woman. I don't know if she's concussed. Obviously, I just went through something similar. So I want to make sure everyone's good. She's like, no, I'm good. Whatever. So I put the metal chicken back on the ledge.
Okay. Which, by the way, it shouldn't even be there. The thing is massive. That can fall on someone's head.
That was one of like 15 pieces on the ledge. And it did. So I put it back up there. All is well. Not even 2 minutes later, it flies off again. And I literally saw red. I jumped up over the ledge. And I look and it's this little kid. He's like,
oh, it was a kid doing
and
it.
And I go, stop it. You're hitting her in the head. And the mom's just like, what? I'm like, parent your kid.
Yeah.
You just bashed this poor woman in the head twice with a metal chicken. And I literally took the chicken and I...
You put it in the booth with you?
Yeah, I did. I was like, are you well? The kid was like 4.
Yeah.
With three adults at his table.
And nobody
three
was
adults.
Nobody was saying
and
nothing.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody
like,
was parenting.
Are you guys brain dead? Are you blind? What's happening?
Who at this table's high?
I screamed at that little kid. I didn't care if it was a kid, if it was an elder, if it was a cat, if it was a dog. They're literally smashing this poor woman's head with this metal chicken that probably weighs 7 pounds.
I don't think you were in the right to say anything at all.
Why? Why wasn't I in the right to say anything? Someone's going to learn today.
Someone's going to learn today.
Like, if they're not going to teach him, will.
What was the reaction on the kid's face?
The entire table just sat there dumbfounded, didn't say a word.
Wait, so where was this table? They were on the other side? Or was...
Yeah, so like it was me, and then I had my back to this woman.
Got it.
And the woman who I had my back to was getting blasted by the metal chicken.
Oh, it was coming from the other side.
And then they were on the other side pushing it over.
So you looked over the divider.
I literally jumped over like Mr. Rogers. Mr. Feeney, I should say. Not
Mr.
Rogers.
Yeah, definitely Mr. Feeney.
And I was like, stop! At that volume, too. I was like, what are you doing?
So you were with your girlfriend, right?
Yes.
What did Patrice say?
She was like, yeah, but you better you than someone else. And then, oh, here's the best part. The woman who is the hostess, who runs the front counter that like seats you and pays your bill and all this stuff. She's sitting there, standing there at the counter, looking at me, going like,
oh, thumbs yeah, up. The thumbs up.
Thank you for saying something. I'm like, not only is your decor being destroyed, but you're also going to have a lawsuit on your hands if this woman comes out concussed.
So you're telling me three lazy adults weren't capable enough of telling this kid, which they must have seen him doing it.
Correct.
They did nothing.
Nothing.
That's crazy.
Not a thing.
It's crazy.
I was dumbfounded.
Why do other parents let other random strangers set boundaries for their kids? Are they just too lazy to do it?
And I honestly, like... It makes me wonder and think, like, if I kept the chicken up there, would he have done it again? Because if he were to, like, I think I would have went even harder. And then it's like, well, that's not your right. That's not your place. Like, you shouldn't be talking to other kids like that. It's like, okay, but, like, also, they need to learn that they can't just, like, throw metal chickens at people. Like... Someone could get seriously hurt.
Yeah,
and if it was me defending a random stranger, I don't even know. If it actually hit me, I would have lost my mind.
Well, what would you do with the chicken when you left?
I put it back up, but like not in his reach at all.
Got it.
And I said to her, I said, you're going to have to the woman at the hostess stand, I was like, you're going to have to like refix the decor because I obviously moved it. She's like, totally fine.
See, even like when our parents were growing up,
oh my God, my ass would
like
even
our grandparents were cool with our parents getting disciplined by other people. And mm-hmm. I mean like slapped around physically. Like, yeah, you can handle it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hit the kid over the metal chicken.
Yeah,
but...
you can beat him. If he needs a beating, go ahead, smack him around a few.
But like my parents would never. That's the problem with kids these days. Like there's no repercussions at all. Like, if I did that at a restaurant, we'd be out of there so fast. You wouldn't even get your sausage links.
No, you wouldn't do it. My dad would take me to the car. He'd put a bag over my head.
And, like, you know what? You know what blows my mind? It's like, the parents didn't even, like, apologize on their behalf. They just sat there like a deer in headlights. I'm like, are you with us? Are you here with us?
Oh, man. What was their excuse? Wow.
They didn't say a thing.
I'm so sorry. We haven't had our coffee yet.
No, they were just like, where am I? What do you mean, where are you? Metal chickens are flying everywhere.
All right. Well, Preezy, you just got a little taste of what it's going to be like to parent, you know, and I think you passed the test. You did what everyone was dying to do, kind of like the hostess who was way too scared to come and do anything herself.
And it wasn't even... The thing about the whole situation was it wasn't even like premeditated or it wasn't like, I'm going to say something now. Like I literally just had an out of body experience where I launched and maybe it had to do with the fact that I hadn't slept in like 48 hours. But I literally was like, I'm pretty much done here. And you want me to throw the metal chicken at you? Because you'll see how unpleasant it is.
I'm sorry, but a chicken of that size made out of metal on a ledge is not...
it's a recipe for disaster.
It is. And God knows that that disaster took place on Sunday morning with a child and three parents willing
don't
to do
worry,
nothing.
Don't worry, no chickens were harmed. So...
How do you feel about having kids soon?
I mean, they won't be acting like that. Let's just put it that
way. Oh, no, they will not.
No metal chickens in sight. Yeah. So maybe I was right. Maybe I was wrong. I'm not sure. I feel like everyone's just like really soft and, but like.
Moral of the story, make it about safety, fairness, and kindness.
Does it not clock to them that I'm standing on business? Period. Wake up to PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. When you tell your smart device to play 98 PXY. This weekend was a huge weekend when it came to celebrating Pride. Thousands gathered along South Ave in Rochester for the Pride Parade and then went on into the Pride Festival hosted at Highland Park. Awesome turnout this year. Over 20,000 people were in attendance, which is amazing. Rainbow flags, cheering crowds all lined the sidewalk to celebrate Pride right here in Rochester. I went. It was fun. It was great. And... you know, I think having it at Highland definitely lets a lot more people come in, have more space, able to do more things. Like it's set up similar to Lilac Festival where there's different vendors on one end and then there was like a stage obviously with VIP and then food in one section, all of the things.
I mean, so we used to love having it on Park Ave. I mean, they did in 2023, but it's a tight squeeze.
Yeah. So obviously the festival was taking place at Cobbs Hill for many, many years. And moving to Highland just seems like a better move, like I said, to make sure that everyone can get in and have space to breathe and do all the things. And it was great. Obviously, Trillium Health said that they're always excited to partner with the Pride Parade, and they're a huge leading sponsor, huge friends of PXY and of Odyssey, and it'll happen next year, and same time, same place. See you then. Good weather too, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. Who performed on Saturday?
There was a slew of different artists. People were in and off that stage from 11 to 6. So a lot of different people. Yep.
Coming up on the show, it seems like there's a whole mess of just fake apology statements floating around online, supposedly written by astronomer CEO Andy Byron. After he got caught cheating on his wife at a Coldplay concert, now he's out of a job and people are asking one question that honestly isn't even about the cheating. I mean, do you really need to give consent to be shown on a Jumbotron at a concert or a game? We'll get into all of that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy, Andy Byron, the CEO of Astronomer, has officially resigned from his position with the tech company following all the drama of him getting caught cheating at a Coldplay concert with his mistress, who's HR, the company, who he hired only a few months back. And this confirmed what we've all been thinking for years, which is you just can't trust HR.
That
is why Breezy and I don't have HR anymore in our building.
We literally haven't had it for years. I think ever since you started, they were like, I think we're good here.
If you have a problem, just call the police. By the way, people were taking bets on whether or not this CEO was going to resign from the company or not. And there are a couple of people who made out really, really well. Hundreds of thousands of dollars on these bets. This cheating scandal has brought the country together in a really beautiful way. Now, the tech company announced in an update on X this past Saturday that the CEO had tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted it. And here's the official statement from Astronomer. They said, Andy...
Is this actually the official statement? Because there's a lot of them floating around the internet.
That came from him, not the company. And the company said, Andy Byron has tendered his resignation. The board of directors has accepted it, and we will begin a search for our next chief executive. Now, before this week, we were known as a pioneer in the data ops space, helping data teams power everything from modern analytics to production AI. While awareness of our company may have changed overnight, our product and our work for our customers have not. We're continuing to do what we do best, helping our customers with their toughest data and AI problems. And I think I speak for a lot of people when I say up until now, I had no idea what this company did.
This company existed.
Yeah,
huge CEO, this is crazy. I'm like, never heard of this once in my life. So all I know is that two people went to a concert together and acted inappropriately. And if they didn't act the way that they did when the camera was pointed on them, honestly, probably no one would have known at all. It definitely wouldn't be memeable. I'll tell you that much.
No, you're 100% right on that. Meanwhile,
but just be normal.
Meanwhile, his wife, Megan, quietly pulled his last name off her Facebook profile and then deactivated her account altogether. So it was, I mean, like you said, it was very hard to determine what was real online because there was a lot of fake Andy Byron apology statements floating around. And here's the one that pissed everyone off that is now being said it was fake. But you also have a lot of people on one side saying, no, it's real. And he says, this is not who I want to be or how I want to be represented. I don't want to represent the company this way that I helped build. And I'm taking time to reflect and take accountability to figure out the next steps. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. And I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. Then it finishes off with a Coldplay lyric. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. Sincerely, Andy. And I sat there reading this with my mouth open saying, there's no way. This is fake. It's got to be. Is he saying what I think he's saying? And this is where he got everyone upset. Is that you need consent to be on camera at a concert or a live music event?
No.
Because Chris Martin of Coldplay was not holding the camera. He was sitting at a piano.
Right.
This message, I'm pretty 100% sure, was fake. But as much as people want to believe it's real, they're still very much upset over the fact that he was upset that he was put in the spotlight.
Yeah, obviously not a legit statement from him. Obviously someone crafted that perfectly as rage bait, which obviously just is the internet. But I think that this begs the question that we've all been thinking and asking and talking about is if you are at a concert, if you are at a sporting event, if you are anywhere where it is a ticketed event and there is a Jumbotron, the consensus is, after doing some research here,
yeah,
anyone can be filmed and the NFL or whatever stadium owns the rights to those recordings forever. This is a statement from the NFL. Ticket holders agree that by causing their ticket to be scanned upon entry to the event, the ticket holder shall be deemed to have signed the ticket and granted the NFL exclusive worldwide access, royalty fees, license to any work that is within the vicinity of which stadium or wherever they are. The event will be filmed, photographed, and broadcasted by the NFL and its partners, and it may capture and use the ticket holder's voice, image, and or likeness.
So I'm assuming this also implies with like purchasing a ticket off Ticketmaster too. There's got to be fine print somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we don't read.
No, ever. Not at all. But like it makes sense. And for people that are like, I can't believe that this happened. Like believe it, because that's like going into someone's house and being like, you can't film me on your Ring camera. Like, no, you're on my property.
Sure.
This is literally my house, so I can actually do whatever I want. If you don't like it, don't come to my house.
Brian is weighing in to add to that and says, hi guys, just to add to what you're talking about, yes, in most cases, purchasing a ticket to a public event is a form of implied consent for being filmed or photographed. This is often covered in the fine print, in the terms and conditions, when you buy the ticket, whether online or actually at the venue itself.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, for most people who aren't doing anything wrong, they don't really care, because them going to see whomever it is that they're seeing, artist, comedian, sporting event, that means more to them than maybe potentially could be getting filmed.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Do you think that he's going to stay with her? Because it's probably safe to assume. I mean, at this point, both of their spouses are going to file for divorce. So do they just ride it out or never speak to each other again? What happens from here on out?
I mean, you already blew up your life. You might as well, stick to the bit. Yeah. Hold your ground.
Julie says, the second I saw this video, I felt sick for the wife. Imagine thinking your husband's at a work event and finding out on TikTok that he's been banging the HR woman. It's truly sad, and he deserves all of this.
Touché. Also, the announcer being like, either they're super shy or having an affair. Like, you clocked it right away. Right away. And I don't know. I just, we've talked about this.
You know, there, first
for
of all,
3 days straight.
Yeah, the reaction was not ideal. We'll say that. People right. are like, you know, he could have pretended he was cracking her back.
I know. Yeah. Or fixing something on her.
We should recreate this somehow.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
We can do it up on the ledge. Easy peasy.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, will be right back. 98
PXY. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
And we host a podcast called The Severance Podcast, where we used to break down every episode of the TV show Severance.
Severance isn't back just yet, but the podcast is.
Each week, we'll discuss the movies, TV shows, and ideas that influence the making of Severance.
We're going to talk to the incredible artists who inspire us to do what we do.
The Severance Podcast returns Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.